Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hour number two kicks off right here on a Windbag Wednesday, and there's been plenty of windbaggery. We'll get to a bunch of your tweets as well. Those are piling up, but I want to get right back to the coast. We did get into, believe it or not, this argument. Linnell thinks that I think that Terry McLaurin and Devontae Adams are the same. Let me repeat.
You know what's crazy?
I'm not saying they're the same player. No, I'm not saying that they're the same player. I'm not saying that they're... that they're, you know, 50-50, half dozen, six of one, half dozen of the other, whatever. Not even saying that. But just again, you use the Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, he had 1,140 yards and 100 catches last year. Fine. Yes. I mean, Terry McLaurin only had 79 catches and 1,002 yards last year. That was disappointing production.
And we threw the ball way more.
I understand that. That was disappointing production. Not only has he had a bad quarterback situation, he's also had a bad offensive coordinator situation over the years, right? Nobody would qualify Scott Turner and Eric Bieniemy in the same neighborhood as Cliff Kingsbury, right? But I've always said,
Wasn't Scott the passing coordinator last year for Vegas?
Hang on a second. I've always said, yes. Well, yeah.
So he had a big part in. Come on, Chris. You make this. I'm mopping the floor up with you today, bro.
Okay.
This is bad.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the calls.
Let's talk about coaching situation. Scott Turner's in Vegas, Chris.
Oh, so Scott Turner's the Messiah, right?
I'm the Messiah. Oh, I keep telling you.
I'm
the Messiah.
He's the Messiah Junior. Let's get to our guy, Double A. He'll provide some perspective, I'm sure.
Oh, Athan, another older guy that's scared of going for it. He probably didn't want Devontae Adams either.
What's up, Double A?
Well, the entitled millennial syndrome is on steroids today on this show.
That's for damn sure.
I tell you what. Listen, first of all, the best quarterback that McLaurin's ever played with before this year was a guy who had one leg. Okay, so let's just start there. It was Alex Smith. Okay, if you get Devontae, he's going to want $75 to $90 million guaranteed over the next 3 years. Okay. It's just not – he's not the culture fit that they need. And I don't know a whole lot of places where you go in and tell your boss once you sign a contract or an offer letter that there's conditions of my employment via who I work with, when, how, and if my friends don't work here, then I'm leaving. Because he's had no problem cashing their checks the last 2 to 3 years, okay? He has no problem taking the money, a la the entitled millennial syndrome, okay?
Athan, you have it wrong. He should be able to do whatever he wants. He should be able to dictate whatever terms he wants because he is him.
It sounds like y'all hating. Y'all mad that y'all got that type of pull. That's what it sounds like.
No, but here's the thing. Chris, You're the best radio host in D.C., okay? You should be able to go wherever you want in the world and take Linnell and Matt and hopefully me with you, okay? But here's the thing. It just doesn't work like that. There's politics out there. See, this is why Dak got $60 million a year, and if you keep giving into these players, it's just going to get worse and worse. And I will say this, Linnell.
By the way, Double A, I would take you and I would take Matt. I don't know, man. I don't know if my conscience can handle any more of the youngest in charge. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I'm still standing.
He's got to grow up. You got to give him time to grow up. Yeah. We were there once too. Yeah. But Linnell, I will give you this: the window to get it now. I will say that you're right about that. But here's the problem: Devontae had plenty of chances in Green Bay to get it now when they lost all those crushing playoff games in the playoffs, and then he went to Vegas and played with Derek Carr instead of Aaron Rodgers. Did he think Derek Carr, his buddy, was going to be the same? Absolutely not. He went to Vegas to get what you got this past week from all your picks from 8-8, participation trophy. End of story.
You know how to bring it full circle.
That's why we love Double A. He's the best.
How the hell did he get
Chris is right again.
Attaboy!
Right again, and you're wrong.
Attaboy, Double A. You tell him, baby. Woo! You tell him. That's my guy, Double A. Appreciate you.
You make sure you all click the link in Chris and Athens' bio to watch their sword fight on OnlyFans.
Old guy radio, baby. Smart old guy radio. Let's go to Lou. Next up, Lou.
What's going on, fellas?
Hello, Lou.
Hello. Miguel, what's going on, man? Today you want Devontae, man? I thought we was on the same page, man.
Well, I didn't get to Devontae last night, but because I didn't feel it was necessary. We're not getting Davante Adams. Like, the conversation's cool.
Yeah. Linnell felt he was above discussing Davante Adams coming to the command.
No, because there was more that I wanted to get to.
Okay.
But go ahead, Lou.
He wanted to tell you, I'm sure, how right he was about T-shirt slogans.
Lou,
about exotic smash mouth
football. Lou, did I brag last night?
No, I'm put it like this for you. I think if it was like after week one, maybe it would have been, you know, the right conversation to try to add a receiver. But now you see they gelling together. You seen them. I mean, come on, dude. We putting up 40 points. This hasn't happened in a long time. So I don't know if it's the need for a receiver. I think the need is for that defensive side of the ball. So
no one's questioning.
I think we need to be aggressive, address that, and win now, man. You know, you don't get this opportunity every season, man, because, you know, one thing could go down and, you know, you're looking at Dallas and Philly. Look what they're supposed to be. Like, they're supposed to be the top team in the league, but yet.
Well, those are two poorly run organizations, too.
But we got to take advantage of the situation, and we 3-1 and build on that, address on the defensive side. I don't think there's drama with Devontae. I don't want him. I heard him. He was talking trash about us. I don't even want this dude. So
he talked about our fan base?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
Does that really
on,
bother
you
all?
Talk trash about us
how can that
you want
bother
to come
you
join
all?
Us now.
How can that bother you all, though? Like that, people can have changes of heart. He didn't play for us.
He was trashing the city, the fans. I mean, come on,
we've had so much to hang our hats on here. Recently.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate
what
it.
Nice thing
I mean,
is he
listen,
supposed to
I,
say?
I guys can get past all that. Guys can change their attitude as soon as they start getting paid. There's no doubt. I mean, guys have come from the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, to here. So people switch their allegiances all the time, and
yeah,
all of a sudden
Chris
are
Russell.
Burgundy and gold until they're old and cold, you know? I mean, guys can do it. It's not that big of a deal for me. What I would
it's
be more worried
me,
about
either.
Is if they chose not to rip up his contract right away and give him a new spanking new four-year contract with $70 million fully guaranteed, that Davante Adams would be just a destructive reign of terror.
When you
in
talk
the locker
about that's the thing that I can't get off of, Chris. When you continue to talk about how cancerous he could be towards the locker room,
potentially,
you think that they're running some morning daycare program over there?
No, I don't think that at all. You don't think anybody can be a destructive force in a locker room?
I think they have enough leaders in their locker room to where that
would not
be
if you're going to trade
problem.
Some of them, right? You hate Bobby Wagner. You hate Jeremy Chinn.
Oh
you hate Daron Payne.
I mean,
you hate
stop
John Allen.
Speaking in hyperbole like this. You're willowing away my credibility.
And well, I mean, these are the things that you say.
No, I did not say I hate Bobby Wagner. I did not say I hate Jeremy Chinn. I said they played poorly in week one. I'm going to be critical and fair and honest just like you are.
And week two.
I say someone sucks. Jeremy Chinn was one of their best defenders Sunday.
Let's go to, was it D. Dove, right? Is that what it is? D. Dove, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How
what's
y'all
up,
doing?
Dove?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Look, man,
help me out because I'm ready to go.
Hey, what's up? Hey, hold up, now. Hey, watch this. I listen to everybody every day because I drive little kids to school. Mm. And, man, you and Rusa, y'all are must-hear radio, man. Y'all just like, every time y'all get together, it's a cockfight, man. I be laughing like a bug. It's a cockfight.
Hey, get that last part, too, though. It's a cockfight.
It's a cockfight, baby.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
Sometimes I feel like we need a special unit of the chicken police.
Oh my goodness. I be getting it on y'all, man. But listen here. Linnell, you partly right. Yes, I'm going to let you know this right now. If we got Adams, Terry McLaurin, whoo-wee. Man, he would be impossible to stop.
Yeah.
Because, but we don't need that. I'm going to tell you what we need. This trade deadline, I'm sorry. They should get them a ninja on the corner who can wreak havoc and get them a corner in the back on trade deadline. And, man, let me tell you something. I'm born and raised in D.C. I've been a Washington Redskin, and I'm a Commander fan. And, man, they've been burning me for the Cowboys for years and years. You ought to hear them now.
Yeah.
First thing they say, man, hold up. The first thing they say about Jaden, man, y'all got one now.
Yeah,
I said, watch this, baby.
All right, so just real quickly to be clear, because we got to move along, you do not want Davante Adams here, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
That's an insurance policy for him, man.
Yeah,
I would do it too.
I hear you. Dove, I appreciate you. Here's the difference, like, real quickly. Like, Brandon Ayuk's a pain in the ass, too. He's mercurial at best.
He's
all
younger,
the social media, whatever. He was 27 years old.
Huge difference.
I mean, for somebody who prides himself on being so young and stupid. Sorry. Let's go to Rock and Laurel on the Team 980.
Rock? Is this the Rock in Laurel?
Yo, you guys sound like two annoyed roommates sometimes.
Well, trust me, if you had to spend the amount of time around this guy that I have to, you'd be like mashing your teeth in.
You'd get smarter.
Oh my.
I'll tell you that.
What's up, Rock?
So let me tell you, I'm all about that philosophy. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. And right now, our offense is zinging. And Davante Adams, he's the opposite of Terry. Like, if he doesn't get the ball enough, or if Jaden is injured for a few weeks and he's not, the offense isn't moving, he's going to complain. And then he's going to request another trade.
Oh, my gosh.
So, at the end of the day, we should save our cap money for re-signing our own players, unless if a Frankie Louvu and Eckler, a guy that you know isn't going to get comfortable once he gets paid. You don't want to bring in anything questionable. And another thing I wanted to add is we have one of the cleanest caps. Like, literally, we don't have any bad contracts. Next year, if we release Jonathan Allen, we save $11 million. Andrew Wiley and Wiley might stay.
So, hey, Wiley's been playing good. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah. So we don't want to have a Davante Adams, like, $30 million a year, and then something happens, he's complaining about being injured. Like, we don't want to take those risks. So I'm against Davante, and build it through the draft.
All right. Thank you, Rock. Appreciate you.
I get that. And, like, this is when Chris was saying it. Like, I understand the drawbacks of it. I do. I think you would have to be a legit fool to not be able to look at this thing objectively and say, hey, there is a way it could go bad. But the way I look at it is the way I look at life. You don't get anywhere in this world without taking risks. You don't get anywhere. You don't advance far in this life without doing things that go against conventional
there's
wisdom.
There's reckless risks, and then there's calculated risks.
I would view I would view that as a calculated risk.
Devontae Adams is reckless. A reckless risk when you combine everything that goes into
it. Yeah, I wouldn't call it reckless because I don't think it's something that if it goes wrong completely puts you in the gutter.
Okay.
I think a reckless risk has much more severe negative consequences if it doesn't work.
All right, let's get to Slope in Atlanta on the Odyssey. At yeah, Atlanta,
where are you coming from?
Home of Bad Blood this Saturday night, which I'm looking forward to.
Do you know the official theme song
watching.
Of Bad Blood?
No, I don't care.
Future and Metro Boomin, GTA.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I just care about the show. What's up, Slope? How are you?
Yo, what up, fellas? How y'all
what's
doing?
Shaking, baby?
Damn, your voice is on Slope, too, ain't it?
No, bro, you tripping today, man. Put that mad narcotic down, cuz. you know, Devontae's a great player. Nobody's questioning that at all. His best bet may be go to the New Orleans or go to the Jets. Couple reasons why I say that. With us, think about it. We're in the first year of this new regime. They really haven't really gotten established yet. Okay, to bring somebody in like that with the potential to be a disruption just would not be good. What? In fact, it could be a setback. The other thing is, like everybody else has been saying, I guess right now, I have to look at Terry McLaurin kind of like our Art Monk. Granted, they traded him. They let Art go at the end of his career. I got that. But you don't want to disrupt the chemistry. And like my man said earlier, how they've been grinding and everything. That's good for Daniel's development. I'm not trading picks for anybody. I'm holding on to all picks because I think Peters is on to something as far as being Italian evaluator. So, nah, bruh. No. To Devontae, man.
Gotcha,
no.
Slope. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. As always, always good to hear this from is, Slope this in is, Atlanta. The ATL, baby.
This is my thing. Like
the Braves, by the way, could be eliminated tonight.
If they do it, fine. If they don't, fine. I like where they
so
are.
So you're okay. You're not like standing on a table saying they've got to go get Devontae Adams. You didn't even think it was worthwhile talking.
No,
about.
I didn't. Okay, it's not
you're
happening.
You're wrong on that, but I mean
I don't
it could
think
happen.
It's in the realm of
it's
possibility.
A possibility. I don't think it's a very likely. Like I thought the Ayuk situation was much more. A possibility because of his relationship with Jaden, the knowledge that Adam Peters had, his production, his age, so on and so forth. Again, just everything. By the way, a couple of little practice notes. Austin Eckler, according to Nikki Giavalla, is wearing a no-contact jersey on the side, not participating in individuals. That was earlier last hour during the media viewing. It sounded like yesterday in an interview that I heard on my way home on Grant and Danny, that he was hoping, and he said he was trending towards playing, but certainly it seemed like he was not fully cleared yet and also not ready to go back full bore. So it might be another week, another game, maybe next Sunday in Baltimore until you see Austin Eckler, which, you know, wasn't a big loss against Arizona, but Arizona wasn't a good defense. Cleveland's a good defense. By the way, the Commanders also opened up the 3-week practice return window for Marcus Mariota, Jordan McGee, and F.A. Obada, and they put Jamison Crowder on IR earlier. All right, let's grab one more, and then we will take a timeout, and then we'll mix it up on the other side about Jaden Daniels. What's up, Keith and Clinton? How are you?
Keith.
Man, I have missed you guys so long.
Thanks,
I'm
Keith.
Doing great. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Keith?
Been away, man. Been away. But I'm back now. I won my fight in Las Vegas, man. I'm kickboxing, still kickboxing champion.
Attaboy.
So now my training is over. So now I'm with you guys.
Attaboy.
Let's get to the football. No, we don't need Devontae Adams, man, because if we were going to the Super Bowl, had a Super Bowl shot, I would say, you know what, waste this time on him and let's go ahead and make it so we're solid. But it's to waste that money for 1 year, maybe 2 years, or however, you know, he's on the backside of it. You're going to have a lot of good receivers coming out of college next year that you know, we just got to be patient. We didn't expect to be 3-1 right now. Now everybody's talking about the playoffs and everything else. Be patient. Take this year, keep the same course that you have, and make a solid, build a solid foundation rather than a quick fix. You understand? The quick fix is not going to last long. Other than that, I'm kind of offended, though, Chris. Now, you know I love you, but you call Linnell young and dumb or young and stupid, one of them. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that was probably not. That was probably that was me more teasing. But you're right. That's not.
No. Don't apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm just offended at the fact you called him young.
I mean, for somebody who prides himself on being so young and stupid.
He's my boy. I like him. He has a lot.
Listen,
of
he's
but I don't know what he
is.
He's smoking something today.
I don't know. I mean, 26. He says he's the youngest in charge, right? I mean, I would say this. I would say this. He does some mind-numbing things, but he knows. Much to my chagrin, how much I love him. So
no, I know ball.
Yeah, but we all do. But he's not. You can't judge him. Can't compare Devontae Adams against Terry McLaurin until Terry McLaurin has a quarterback, solid quarterback for a couple of years.
You can't.
You can't.
No, I would say this. Listen, I want to be clear. I think Devontae Adams is a better football player, better receiver. But I guess the point that I was trying to make, like, and I don't know how to say this on the radio without showing, like, they're not stratospheres apart. They're not worlds apart. Right. They're closer than Linnell thinks they are.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you guys for your time.
Appreciate you. And congratulations, Keith.
I don't even know if I can say that without being too edgy. But like Terry is like natural, and Devontae is like a BBL.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
You get what I'm saying, Matt? Matt, pick up what I'm putting down, man.
No, I don't know what you're putting
Terry
down.
Terry is like a natural size 3.
Oh.
And Devontae is like a BBL.
Oh, you're talking
just
about
bouncing all over. I mean, he's amazing. He's amazing.
You're talking about something that we can't
clarify. They're
on
two different levels. Okay. I'm trying to.
I've never heard that.
Levels to it.
Okay,
Terry's good. Everybody loves it. There's some natty. But
is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback right now in the NFC? We're going to get into that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we continue along right here on a Wednesday afternoon, a Windbag Wednesday. Oh, Linnell Willingham in here causing a ruckus, as he always does on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
I'm in here trying to educate the general public and stop you from spewing your witchcraft.
He's talking about hot takery, how he hates everybody who has hot takes. Hates everyone who has hot takes.
That's not at all what I said. There you go, hyperbolizing what I said once again.
So, I thought, how could we make him angrier? How could we make him more hostile? We could make him listen to Damian Woody of ESPN.
And the Washington Commanders blew out the Cardinals. This was a game that we did not see this coming yesterday. We thought Arizona had a really good chance in this with their defense. Jaden Daniels scoffed in their general direction. They've won 3 straight. What can you tell us right now? What statement are you willing to make right this moment about Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I'm going to repeat again. Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Damian Woody with Mike Greenberg, of course, yesterday on Get Up on ESPN for the credit. So I ask you this, Mr. I don't do hot takes. Linnell Willingham, is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC right now? I was expecting more than meh. But anyway.
I'm looking at the quarterback landscape of the conference, and it's not like it's not like there's someone.
It sounded like a goat. Like a sheep.
It's not like there's someone out there that jumps out as like a clear-cut better option. Mm-hmm. I think when you consider age, supporting cast, and you use those metrics, I do think it's more of a credible statement.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 games is 4 games. The sample size is not large enough to declare someone the best in a conference yet.
Well, of course not. Let's just be honest. He forgot about... a couple of guys that are performing as well.
The best quarterback right now in the NFC is Geno Smith, in my opinion. I think that's probably the best quarterback.
Geno Smith was tearing it up on Monday night.
He's been tearing up all year. He's the best quarterback in the NFC to me.
He's
right
leading, for whatever it's worth, the NFL in passing yards at 1,182 yards.
We shouldn't be surprised by this either, by the way. They bring in Grubb. We know what Grubb did with Penix. Look at the supporting cast that Geno's working
with.
Well,
it's not just Ryan Grubb. Geno had a really good year 2 years ago. He was not healthy last year.
Right, but their offense is super quarterback friendly. He's got really good weapons.
He's got good
balance.
Weapons.
Yeah. Like, the Seahawks are building an animal.
All right, Geno Smith was one of the names that I was thinking of. Of course, Brock Purdy is still, even though they've got a couple of losses, right? He's dealt with all sorts of injuries, still performing well. I think Brock Purdy is always going to, unfortunately, get pushed aside because people are going to say, well, it's all Kyle Shanahan. As a matter of fact, I know our colleagues say it's just all Kyle. That's why I call him the San Francisco,
systems.
Right? Systems, which, by the way, a team official last year on the morning of which the commander just had a hearty laugh about that because they knew I did that. It was like, you ready for the San Francisco systems to come? Okay, sure. But Brock Purdy certainly deserves consideration, right? He's number two in the NFL in passing yards. Dak Prescott, again, I wouldn't say he is by any means. He's number three. C.J. Stroud, number four. Of course, you can make an argument, but I would say Houston's offense has been a little spottier than normal. How about Jared Goff? Again, I thought a slow start for the Detroit Lions. They run the ball, but obviously the other night, pure perfection. Here's one name, again, that is not on the top five in terms of passing leaders, just using that as an option, and that is Sam Darnold of the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold has played extremely well. I think we all know that. He hasn't turned the ball over with any sort of regularity. He has thrown. Now, you want to talk about weapons. You got Justin Jefferson. You got a really good offensive line. You got Jordan Addison. As long as Jordan Addison isn't driving a car, he is a stud. Okay? And they don't even have T.J. Hockenson yet, for crying out loud. And they've got a couple of other good guys that they're working into the mix.
Can I say,
to me, right now, it's Sam Darnold who is the best right now. I love Geno Smith. I love the story. I love the comeback. How about this? The Jets. You want to talk about the Jets? They gave up on both of those guys.
You rarely make good points. They're doing this without T.J. Hockenson. That's a pretty good point. I did omit that during this start for them. Yeah. That is, because Hawks, well, I don't know. I view Hockenson, I think, better, higher than the average fan does probably. I think it's Sam LaPorta and T.J. Hockenson are the best two tight ends in the NFL.
I mean.
Like, that's my money. Hawk got hurt last year.
Yeah.
So, is it influencing people's opinion of him? He's him, Kittle, those three. I don't view Travis Kelce as the top best tight end in football. Travis Kelce's old, don't block.
Well, certainly
block,
not this year. I mean,
old, then, can't block, don't get over.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts. Damian Woody says, right now, Jaden Daniels, and this was before the Monday night game, which Geno Smith had a monster performance. But we'll just isolate it and say, right now, he feels Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC. What do you feel? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders back on the practice field. As we told you, Austin Ekeler apparently during the media portion on the side wearing a no-contact jersey. He is hoping to come back after missing last week's game against the Arizona Cardinals. The Vikings right now are opening the practice window for tight end T.J. Hockenson later on this week. The Cleveland Browns have opened the practice window for Nick Chubb, who's been out since week two of last year. Also, Nyheim Hines and Michael Dunn. The Commanders did the same as well for Marcus Mariota, Jordan McGee, and F.A. Obada. And they also placed Jamison Crowder on IR. Baseball playoffs getting set for today and underway already in Houston, where the Astros face elimination in the wild card series. Detroit winning yesterday, 0-0 early on today. Coming up at 4:30, Camden Yards, the Orioles face elimination to the Kansas City Royals, who won 1-0 yesterday. Later on tonight, the Mets trying to eliminate the Brewers, and Atlanta tries to stay alive against San Diego, and that's what's trending. On a basketball note, not one that I was expecting to offer, but it's out there just a couple of moments ago. Shams Charania, who may become the replacement for Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN, or it might be Jeff Passan, or it might be nobody, said the Mavericks have announced that Luka Doncic have suffered a left calf contusion. and will be reevaluated in 1 week. Of course, the season starts in a couple of weeks, so they have some time here. But Luka Doncic, of course, of the Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks, with a left calf contusion. We gave you the Commanders injury report. And updates there as we know it. Of course, kind of waiting on official word. And again, Luke McCaffrey expected to join us in less than an hour right here on the Team 980. So is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC right now? Linnell said Geno Smith. I said Sam Darnold. Certainly you can make an argument that he's the best all-around player or the best all-around dynamic talent. Is he the best quarterback? Again, everybody weighs things a little bit different, so you can weigh in at 301-230-0980. Let's get to Bones right here on the Team 980. What's up, Bones?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, shout out to my main man, nephew Linnell, man. Nah, Linnell, I ain't gonna take no Davante Adams, man. Is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback? Is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC East? Jaden Daniels is a very good quarterback right now. You know, I'm not going to put the best on him yet, but right now he is a very, very, very good quarterback. And I'll listen.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bones.
Have
appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Good
appreciate
to hear from you. He's certainly the best in terms of running. We wouldn't question that, right?
You think he's the best running quarterback in the
NFC? Obviously, in the conference, Lamar is clearly in the NFL. Yeah. But in the conference, right, is there anybody else that I'm missing or not thinking about? Kyler was hemmed in. I mean, a couple of times.
I think Cliff know that boy inside and out. I think that had a lot to do with Washington's defensive performance. He knows every little thing that you could do detail-wise
and he
to
should
screw him up.
True. And he should. But that doesn't mean, again, you can tell somebody something. I tell you things all the time. You don't listen to me, right?
I mean, I do. But
then you don't go out and execute them, right? I tell you all the time. Basically, whatever you think, do the opposite.
I can't stand you. 301-230-0980. But no, this is what I want to say, though. Real quick. Because before I forget. The conversation is only premature because it's been four games.
Meaning after 12 games, he's going to be the Messiah.
Hear that? You hear me pat my back?
Oh, I can hear it.
What did the Messiah say? Mm-hmm. What did the Messiah say after the Miami preseason game?
Mm-hmm.
And after watching them all camp, it would not stun me if he is a top, I think I said 12 to 15 right away. Did I not say, Matt, somebody back me. One of you callers out there, y'all calling, y'all tell me how much you love this and you love that. Back me up.
Top 12 to 15.
Did I not
is
say
that what
that,
you said?
Chris?
I mean, but was that exactly going out on a limb? I'm just trying
to
remember.
Right away, though. I think he's got a chance to be that right
away.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I'll give you credit. Yeah, you did say out of any of the quarterbacks, in your opinion, after the preseason games, Jaden Daniels had the biggest potential to come out and be a big impact player immediately, that there wasn't going to be the neat time for adjustment. We said that there was going to be a couple weeks for adjustment. You said there wasn't going to be.
Matt.
I'll give you the credit where it's due. You did see that.
And I would say there was a couple of weeks of adjustment. He was not very good in Tampa. He was not very good in the first half against the Giants. He's been great since.
He was a dynamic runner against Tampa. He was learning.
I think, part of the reason he was a dynamic runner is because he wasn't seeing what he needed to see.
Right, but he still made an impact.
And to have your second game still lead you to, you led every single drive to scores. Red zone needed work in red zone, but he figured it out. But still, to be able to get that much yardage at that high percentage in game two and still fail in the red zone and be like, there's work to be done.
Well, and not all his fault that they failed in the red zone. He missed a couple of things, don't get me wrong, in the red zone specifically, but not all his fault.
The amount of times people jumped at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, here's what I would say. He's not been the best quarterback in the NFC. Again, I say Sam Darnold. You say Geno Smith. Fine. I think you can make an argument for Jared Goff, even though I think that's more recency bias because of what he did on Monday night. I think the thing that hurt me for Geno is he hasn't done it against top-notch opponents, even Detroit, which is an aggressive physical defense. They're not a top-notch, top-flight defense by any stretch of the imagination. The thing that I would say about Jaden is the combination the combination is what is going to get him to that stratosphere. He's not there yet, my opinion, and that's again, you talk about small sample size. It's just because, A, it's a small sample size, and because the first game and a half, he was a little bit unsteady. But the last 2.5 games, granted, against not great defenses in Cincinnati and Arizona, but both on the road and both on a short week, he's been obviously beyond dynamic. Beyond dynamic.
Yeah, don't sell him short either.
Like, I'm just pointing out facts.
In terms of like potential, where he could get, I think ultimately, if he keeps this up, we talk about him in the Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson conversation.
I mean, can he bust a great
that
first?
That is where he's trending towards.
Okay, I mean, trending towards after. I mean,
Chris,
listen,
it's little subtle.
Those guys have been doing
Chris,
it for seven
Chris,
or 8 years.
It is little subtle things about his game that makes me say that. One, no one's going to outwork the guy. He knows where to go. There's a reason they're able to run the high amount of tempo that they are because they're all on the same page. It starts with him. But throwing from different arm angles, the arm talent, and it's not just all about arm strength. Arm talent, to me, is the better trait that you would want to have. He's got all of it. The football instinct is out of this world. I mean, He's one of one, man. I really do think. Like,
I agree, but to put him in a guy, to put
I'm
him
not,
in a stratosphere of Patrick Mahomes.
What did I say, Chris?
But you said he's trending.
He's trending there. So leave it at that.
Well,
don't try to put
trending.
It.
I mean,
how
trending
can I
is
say
wide
he's
open.
Trending one way, and then you say he's there.
I mean,
that's not what
I
said, Chris.
I said trending is trending.
He is trending in that direction.
Right, but it's four games in. Can we let him play a year first before we say he's like trending towards
historical start though, Chris?
I understand that.
Do you like when the numbers come out and the analytics amigos come out and tell you that he's got what
yeah,
is
I don't
it?
Judge anything based off of one game or two games or
stat?
Four games.
What's the
sample size has gotta be bigger.
He's got more incompletions or less incompletions than what?
Than scoring drives. Yes.
It's insane.
It hadn't
Chris.
Been done since the 73 Los Angeles Rams.
He's a badass.
It's just,
Chris.
I understand all of that.
You got to lean into it, brother. I think you're like one foot
well,
in,
you
one
know,
foot
I,
out.
Here's my problem. I need to do more t-shirt slogans.
Okay. Well, make you a t-shirt. We go to team980.com and the / t-shirts.
Is that a URL that is currently active?
Go to godaddy.com real quick and make that for us.
Let's go to Paulie. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
The raging sensation.
Hail to the W, man. It was good, man.
What's up,
how y'all doing, man?
I'm telling you, the air hit different. The water tastes better. Everything's better.
You know what I mean? Went back Wednesday with Ren and Stimpy, man. Hey, look.
I mean, yesterday's Doc in the Crockpot. You had to come up with a new one for
what
today,
did you call
right?
him yesterday, Paulie? What did you say yesterday, Paulie?
Hey, I could call y'all Grimace and the Hamburglar.
You know what, Paulie?
Nah, but look, man, a couple of things with y'all talking about. I'm going to say this. Davante Adams, you know, Adam Peters, as a professional general manager, you know, he has to do his due diligence and look into that situation. You know what I mean? You got to take a look. You know, it was like when Houston gave up Hopkins to Arizona for a ham cheese sandwich. You know, it was a ham and cheese sandwich. And everybody was like, well, why we didn't get him? You know what I mean? Because we never looked into it. So he has to do his due diligence. Look, but do I want him personally? No, because Devontae is a want, not a need. You know what I mean? We're not in a position right now to go after things we want. We should be going after things we need. Okay? When it comes to Jaden Daniels, man, hey, look, man, I'm going to go with my guy, bro. Who did y'all name? Sam Donald.
Yeah, Sam. Darnold. He said Geno Smith.
Yeah, I'm just naming three guys in names: Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Jared Goff. Right. Number one, all three of them guys got better individual skill position players than our guy here, and our guy's putting up amazing numbers with the guys we got. Number two, all three of them guys flamed out their first year. All three of them flamed out. Some of them on other teams. Well, matter of fact, all three of them on
correct.
Other teams.
It took a while to build to this point,
teams.
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm going to go with my guys, the best in NFC. Hey, say what you want. I'm a homer, say what you want to say, but I think I got some facts to back
it up. If you just look at it as rookie year versus and four games in versus, you know, again, the veteran experience that all of those guys have, absolutely.
No, but my main thing is those other three guys, look at all their skill positions, weapons, and compare them.
I agree.
Everybody would take all their – everybody would take their players over our players. I hear y'all every day, all day. And yeah. Last but not least, I ain't giving Linnell credit for nothing, bro.
Oh, my God. Linnell
got a bad habit of repeating stuff he's seen online.
Matt, get the gong together, bro.
He repeats, I told you, he always wants to go when I speak the truth.
Cole, you know what else he does? He steals segments from people.
That's what I'm saying. He repeats stuff that he hears other people say that's not, you know, and then he wants to say it first because he has a platform. No, he wants to say it because he has a platform and claim he said it first.
I've been saying exotic smash mouth football since 2017 when Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry ran a roughshod the AFC.
90% of the Commanders fans were saying that about Jaden Daniels. He's going to be this, he's going to be that, he's going to be this.
No, I'm not talking about that.
You got a platform, you want to claim that you say it first. You do it a lot, bro. You steal a lot of my stuff. I hate to tell you that. You know you do. Hey, Russell, man, we good today. Hell to the jungle.
Thanks, Paulie!
Hold on, is he still there? He left you with it. We good today.
Yeah, I'm here. What? Well, I'm here.
Paulie, so you said the Jaden Daniels thing. Shawty's crazy, huh? The Jaden Daniels thing, you got that. I'm talking about exotic smash mouth football.
Oh,
I can't get
He was the
that.
Only one saying it, just like you gotta be crazy Beyonce in love.
I said we're dynamic and we're physical. And then the next day, Lil said, exotic.
You know what? I made up the Purple People Eaters, the Steel Curtain. I want the greatest show on turf. I want all the nicknames. I want all the slogans. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you. Good to be on the same side of the fence.
Wow.
As Paulie at the 757. We've got to take a timeout. 249, Team 980. Still more to come.
Paulie's probably you know what's crazy, though? And this, I hope this other people take this as a shot. Y'all should be more like Paulie when y'all call in. Smart. Well researched.
Mm-hmm.
Pisses Chris off.
Yeah. Yeah. Still to come, clean up on aisle three, which we're going to have to push ahead today because we're scheduled to be joined by Luke McCaffrey. Ask him how good Jaden Daniels already is in his eyes. He should know. He plays with them. That's coming up next hour right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we mentioned we're going to have to move the schedule a little bit around here. We'll have cleanup on aisle three coming up at around 3:15. Want to get some baseball playoff talk in, and as well, some other things around the NFL that we haven't even gotten to. Plus, Luke McCaffrey going to join us at around 3:30, so make sure you stay tuned for the Commanders' rookie wide receiver. I was watching, picking through all the tape over the last two nights. You know, it's just hard with everything going on to just fully lock in, so it takes me forever. Plus, I want to watch every play like 8, 9, 10 times. Luke McCaffrey, he just does a bunch of little things that people don't pick up on and that people don't recognize just yet. I'm telling you, man, they landed on one at, what was it, 100 overall? I know it was the bottom part of the third. I think it was 100 overall is where that pick was. I'm pretty sure on that. I double check. But for a guy that was a quarterback until 2 years ago and went from Nebraska to Rice, you know, obviously he's got the bloodlines that he has, Christian and, of course, Ed. Looking forward to that conversation. His daddy was a bad man on the football field. Good man. Did a lot of work with the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, which we'll certainly mention and ask about. All right, Linnell Willingham is here. Matty Ice is on the other side of the glass. Why don't we? I want to get some thoughts in on the defense on the other side of 3 o'clock before we do clean up on aisle three. So why don't we go to Jonesy, get him aboard here before the top of the hour, Jonesy? And then we'll finish up strong. What's up, Jonesy?
The real Jonesy?
We go from Bones to Jonesy. I mean, everything in between. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's shaking?
Hello, Jonesy.
Not a whole lot. Look here, man. I've been thinking about this thing, and I've been in struggle with it. You're talking about the Davante Adams thing. If I had a chance to get him, I'm sorry. I'm going to say yeah. Because you know why? Nothing's a guarantee in the NFL. Not even him when you come and think of it. We had four number ones here at one point in time on that defense. And I hear everybody talking about defense, but we need to go shop for the defense. We had four number ones on defense, man, and we couldn't do nothing in 4 years with them. If I got a chance to get Adams, because I'm trying to win now, and I'm going to worry about tomorrow, sometime next week, and sometime later. I want to win now. I got a chance to get after the East. The East looks like it's not that promising to our main talk about year in and year out. I'm talking about the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants. I got a chance to catch them off guard. Let me go get them. I got a chance to go to the playoffs. Let me go to the playoffs. If I got a chance to get to the championship, and if that guy is that piece that helped me get there, I mean, who's talking noise then? So I believe I got to go with Nail Nail on this. I got to go with Nail Nail. Nail Nail, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, they coming out after you, but this is the one time I'm a ride shotgun with you, buddy. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jones.
It's the old adage.
Thanks, Jonesy. Appreciate you.
Is to be the man, you have to beat the man. So this is why everyone has this attitude towards me, because they understand
that you're already the man.
How much of a global phenomenon I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have climbed that mountain. You have earned it from years and years and years of blood, sweat, and tears, right?
I mean, I have...
I mean, just like Jaden, who you want to crown, you know, the king prince already. I mean, you after four games, you after 3 years of doing this, you are on top. I mean, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame, right?
I am the leader of the new school.
Exactly.
I am the one.
The one. You are the one of one, as you said earlier in the show.
Jaden Daniels is a one of one, for sure. Okay. Takes a one of one to know a one of one, I would say.
Okay. All right.
You want me to disagree with what you said? No, I said all of those things. I really do feel that way. And if you don't like it, at NELL_BTP or 301-230-0980. Sorry, wrong number. 1-800-636-1067.
Wait, did you give out your personal cell phone?
Team 980 in the Odyssey app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.